everybody. This is episode 398 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I am your host, Mark Kuznez, and today's episode will probably be a shorter one. I say that knowing that there's a good chance that I could just ramble on and on and on like I am kind of doing right now and end up recording a very, very long episode, but I don't really have any games to talk about right now, in large part because my Xbox One S is continuing to be and act finicky, and it's definitely, I mean, it's as good as dead in a way. I say that because I have to factory reset it every other day at this point or whatever, and I could send it in. I think I want to see what the period of, I don't know, I'm just going to maybe send it in or factory reset it and then trade it in, where I can trick whoever takes it, whether it's Best Buy or whoever, into thinking it's a perfectly fine console. Because it does work perfectly fine until it doesn't work, and then you have to reset it again. But I just don't know what I'm going to do, because part of me wants to just say, F it, I'm just not going to game as much. But then there's the part of me that really does love gaming, and I like to use it as an escape and a way to deload after working as much and as often as I do. And I love the Xbox. I also love Gems of War. And I know Gems of War is available on multiple platforms, but my main progress is on Xbox. And I want to keep progressing that and pushing the Pixelated Sausage Clan to decent heights. Never the highest of heights, but I really like Xbox. I love the controller. I know I can play those games on PC, but I really, at this point in my life, for whatever reason, and that reason I believe is just the fact that I use the computer frequently for work and work-related stuff, and just I just use it for things that are either work-related or kind of just general busy work, and I don't really want to sit at the computer and play a game because I just think of work and all that jazz when I'm at the computer. It just doesn't feel like a casual space for gaming for me, and I tried using the Steam Link, and maybe I got a faulty device, but it was not working well. There was, I think it was, yeah, the issue I was having was controller input lag or just general issues where it would register two inputs for a press. So I would press a button and it would register two presses, and that was not going to work for me. But I did, I wonder if they're still open. I should check. I did pre-order an Xbox One X on Amazon because it is a free pre-order. I can cancel it at any time. I have some credit, and I might just slowly put gift cards in there as time goes by until the launch on the 7th. Because I currently have, I think, like 200 in credit. It's still available for pre-order on Best Buy's site. So anyone who is worried about the Xbox One X being hard to find at launch or hard to pre-order was wrong. And I think that's understandable, not because it's not worth picking up and not worth the price, but $499.99, aka $500, is a lot of money. That's a lot of money to put down. And, you know, I think with if somebody is looking to pick up a PS4 or an Xbox One and doesn't already own one, they'll probably go with an S, unless they're really, really particular and want to have the very best. But I don't know what I'm going to do about that pre-order. But I did pre-order it. And it is not available on Amazon anymore. I forgot what Amazon was called. The biggest website in the world. That may not technically be true, but it is pretty big. But yeah, that is. And I was happy because I think the Project Scorpio edition is ugly. I don't know if the gradient, which I saw in a video, is actually a gradient or just the way the light reflects off the device, but if that gradient is actually designed in the visual look of the console with the Scorpio edition, then I am jealous of that. But the way they decided to signify Project Scorpio with this ugly green text on the controller and the console is just, it's so horrible. If they wanted to do something and then have maybe an indention or have a gradient that makes the top of the system look like an X, like the way they have the console box to kind of be a throwback to the original Xbox, but putting just this tiny green text and the way they have it on the controller, what is it, vertical? I always forget vertical and horizontal. I think vertical is up. I think that's like buildings are vertical, not horizontal. You know, skyscrapers. But I always get those confused for whatever reason. But I think the way it looks so ugly, and I don't want anything to do with that console. But yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do about that. So that's fun. But all that said, I haven't really played anything new because I've had issues, and I had one real bad issue where I couldn't download anything on my Xbox One. But that's fine now. And I love the fact that Fortnite works or doesn't work when the console is reset. After a factory reset, it may just not work. And then after another one, it just starts working perfectly again. And who knows? It's currently in the non-functioning department. So, and yeah, I've kind of rambled on for like 10 minutes at this point about something I wasn't planning to talk about at all. But hopefully it's been somewhat interesting to hear me talk about this crap, or just palatable. But what I want to talk about is a few Netflix series that I've finished and am currently watching. But before that, I realized at the end of the current summer anime season is happening, and some series have ended, and I should talk about them. So I'm just going to go through them very quickly. Isekai Shokudo, otherwise known as Restaurant to Another World, is one of the most boring anime I've ever seen. It ended up being a huge disappointment, maybe the biggest disappointment of the season, because I was really excited by it. I think it's from the same people who brought us Flying Witch, which was a delightful slice of life series from a year or so ago. And I thought that this was going to be more of the same in a way, but there was never any real character progression in any strong sense. No one really grew or revealed all that much about themselves. You got these little backstories and that was it. The food was very boring and plain and just sort of different for these people from another world, but the way they described the food, it felt like the writing in it felt very much like it was just taken directly from the source material, which was a light novel. And instead of taking those words and trying to give them life with this visual form that is anime, all they did was create an anime that didn't have the greatest animation at times. The art was good overall, but for the most part, it was very, very plain and boring and had a lot of just not very dynamic scenes. And instead of giving life to food and the enjoyment of food and eating food in the way that Food Wars does it, and of course, they didn't have to go that crazy, they just had these people talking about how much they liked the food and the texture of it and whatnot. And I just didn't care about that. It was just very, very boring. And there was no story progression. There was no overarching arcs. There were things that felt like maybe they would turn into something, into a bigger plot, but they didn't. Like the Red Dragon Lady, I thought there was going to be something happening with her throughout the season, but she didn't do much of anything. And it's just, it was a lot of, hey, maybe this will lead to something, and then everything led to nothing. But yeah, that was a huge disappointment. Then there is Koito Uso, otherwise known as Love and Lies, which was the smutty, here's a version of Japan where there's been this system put in place where when you hit the age of 16 or so, you are paired up with another person who you will marry, and it is just, it is whatever, mathematically, scientifically proven and created to be a perfect match that you will live and love forever, blah, 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 whatever. I don't like the art of it. I don't like the big eyes. It was just kind of, there was something a little bit cheapy and weird about it. And it was just uncomfortably smutty at times with the saliva kissing and the tongues going at it, and especially in the last episode when Ruina and what's his face, the main guy, I think Yukari, when he and Ririna. I don't know what I was doing right there. But when Yukari and Ririna finally kiss, I think that's her name. That just doesn't sound right. But when they finally kiss, it gets real pornish with the tongues, and they just start flapping their tongues together, and they're not even making much mouth contact, much lip contact. But it's just dumb. It was a very good hate watch series, but it's nothing more than that. It's not actually good. It is good bad, or bad good, something along those lines. And then Nanamaru-san Batsu, otherwise known as Fastest Finger First, ended, and I really liked that show. It was one of the biggest surprises, maybe the biggest surprise of the season, and that is the series about the quiz clubs and all of that jazz. It wasn't, I mean, there wasn't that much to it. It was very straightforward, and it was full of a lot of little factoids and all that because of the source material, because of what it was about, the plot and everything and the story. But I really liked it. I thought every single character other than one was very enjoyable. I liked all of them from the rival schools and the main school. All of them were very enjoyable, except Akira, who I just thought was I don't know if a little bit or a lot of bit over the top and overly exaggerated and crazy. And it just seemed like they felt, the creators of the show, the writers, that they needed to exaggerate his villainness. And in that he is so just over the top and doesn't fit with the rather grounded reality that the series created with all these other characters. And I wish they didn't go that crazy with Akira. But other than that, I really like the show. And I would really recommend checking that out. That's on Funimation? No, it's not. Or maybe it is dubbed on Funimation, but it is on Crunchyroll as is Restaurant to Another World with Love and Lies on Anime Strike. And then the last one that I finished is Tsuri Dure Children, or also known as Tsuri Zure Children, which was... This may actually be the biggest surprise. It was a short, a 12-minute per episode series. And it's just about a bunch of little... Each episode covers three, I think at times maybe four, little vignettes of these various high schoolers, I think, in every case, as they are in various places within relationships, whether it's at the point where they are going to... why can't I think of the term? It's not revealing themselves is horrible, where they're going to tell the person, but there's a specific term they use. This is going to be the part where I know whatever. Well, there are those people, and then there are the people who are already in relationships, and they're getting around to the point where they might be having sex, and all these different things where there are people who they like each other, but they don't know they like each other, and all these different relationship scenarios and points in relationships. And it was handled really well. It was humorous, but also sweet at times and real. And I just really, really liked it. Sometimes the art wasn't that great, but I thought the acting and the stories and the animation were all really good. So yeah, that is it for anime endings so far. I think the only one that I will... I think the last episode of Sakura Quest, which came out yesterday, was the end. But I also think on at least my anime list, it listed the series as a 25-episode series. But I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, because the way it's ended that with them saying thank you and all that. But yeah, it still says it's a 25-episode series. So I don't know if they're just two sort of OVAs to finish this season, but... If there are more episodes of Sakura Quest after the most recent one, that's weird. It ended on a really great note, and I think they might... I'm waiting to see where I'm going to score it, because it's going to be weird if they continue. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But, yeah, so...
He's a ninja!
Shing. Fun fact. This is my own fault. I did not update or keep my Sakura Quest anime list watch number updated. So while I was all the way through and the last episode was indeed the 25th episode, I only said that I had finished 23 episodes. But it was indeed the 25th episode on Crunchyroll. Because I was looking, I'm like, what is going on? I just checked right now. And people are talking about the last two episodes, and I was very confused. And yeah, so Sakura Quest is indeed over. And the last episode was the last episode, and it was the 25th episode. And I'm just an idiot. And yeah, that's a great series that had a great end. A real end. And I'm dumb.
He's a ninja! Shing!
I feel like I've already talked too much, and I don't, but I'll just get around to the Netflix crap and get that over with. So I watched Stranger Things finally, and I can happily say it is officially the second Netflix original I love. It felt a lot like Goonies meets Fringe for me, and I really enjoy both of those properties, and it just was done so well. The directing, the acting, the story, everything about it. The music is incredible. It may be my favorite thing about it. It's very synthy, and it fits the 80s vibe and all that very, very well. It's reminiscent. I haven't loved a soundtrack this much, a score this much, since Drive. And if you've seen Drive, it is somewhat reminiscent of that in terms of how it sounds and feels. And how much of a part of the series it is, and the same way the music was a very integral part of Drive. But it is very, very good. And I think if you're into sci-fi and all those types of things, like E.T. and all that jazz, you'll be really into it. But I also think, like, there's nobody who thinks they'd be into it who hasn't already seen it, unless they have never had a Netflix subscription. But I really, really liked it. I will say that Winona Ryder did get annoying at times, but not in a, oh, I hate this annoying way, but in a, well, given the situation and her somewhat fragileness in general and just what is going on in her world and in that world and how nobody believes her, yeah, I can see why she's acting the way she is, but that doesn't mean that, you know, seeing her for too many minutes in a row can get a bit exhausting. But I didn't dislike her for that. Because, I mean, there are plenty of characters who did things that pissed me off, but they did things that made sense for their characters, and so that didn't bother me all that much. But I definitely recommend that. And now I'm watching Making a Murderer, which I'm also really liking, and it just infuriates me every single episode, especially the way they treat Brendan, the 16-year-old. It's really, really disgusting. Yeah, I think that'll do it. I'll just quickly say that I watched maybe 40 minutes of The Get Down and thought that I was really hopeful for that, but it was a disappointment in that the first 40 minutes was just so busy with so much shit going on and just was very scatterbrained and all over the place. I didn't know what the hell I was supposed to care about because there were just things going on everywhere. And I also thought the heavies, your big guns, your adults who are leaders in their different fields, whether it's a mob boss or a crooked politician, etc., were all overplayed and overacted to a ridiculous degree, and it really turned me off. And I watched about 40 minutes as well of Sense 8 and thought the writing was awful, with some of the most cringeworthy dialogue I've heard in a very long time that made me roll my eyes multiple times. And in that 40 minutes, I didn't give a shit about any character. It was visually interesting and well shot at times, but that's not enough for me to keep going. And people telling me that the second season gets really good, well, too bad. I'm not sitting through whatever 10, 12 hours of shit in order to get to really good and stuff. And then I think I watched some other stuff and didn't care for it, but I don't really remember. So that will do it, I think. That's a good place to end it. Is it? I don't know. Anyway, I am your host, Mark Kuznets, once again, and y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, Steam, and all the usual places, at PX Sausage. I am the Kush3 on PSN. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. And there is where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, and the Pixelated Paranormal podcast, as well as the art I do. And if you'd like to see all the art I have in one fancy little place, go over to pxsart.com, where you can see it all and get links to where you can purchase prints of the pieces you like. And if you'd like to support the site in general and everything we do, go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a buck or two that away. Okay, everybody. Bye bye.